Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Hope you guys had a great weekend, maybe the last weekend of the offseason, right? Kind of. With training camp starting this week, we are going to have actual football to talk about for the first time in a long time. Yeah, we had a little bit of OTAs, we had a little bit of minicamp, but with training camp starting, this is kind of getting the ball rolling now as we go from training camp into preseason all the way into September and the start of the regular season. I could not be more excited. Starting on Wednesday, when camp opens, we are done talking about AB's Instagram post, Le'Veon's contract situation, and we are on to talking about actual football on the field. Players will report to camp on Wednesday. That is when they'll do their conditioning tests, and then the first practice is on Thursday. I will be there for all the practices throughout Steelers training camp. I'll be doing daily podcasts after practice, so we'll be returning to 5 days a week, and maybe even more depending on how the weekends look. I might even do a podcast or two on the weekends reporting from camp. Very, very excited to be there. Hopefully we'll have a lot of great content here over the next month on Locked On Steelers. Today, we have a lot to get to from the weekend, right? I mean, a lot of things happened since our last podcast on Thursday. James Harrison went on Undisputed with Skip Bayless and had a lot to say both about the Patriots and the Steelers. We've got this Eli Rogers situation developing where it sounds like he's going to be signing with a team other than the Pittsburgh Steelers, so we'll talk about that today. And somehow, some way, Terrell Edmonds is unsigned as of the recording of this podcast, and we're just 48 hours away now from the start of Steelers training camps. We're going to talk about all of that today. Before we do that, let me tell you about our sponsor for today's podcast. If you're like me, you have a busy schedule, and it can be hard to find the time to go to the gym. So why not bring the gym to you? With Nordic Track, you can get the same great workouts from the convenience of your home. You know, Nordic Track has a series of equipment that gives you amazing workouts in the convenience of your home. They have treadmills, exercise bikes, incline trainers, strength training, and all of these devices come with either a high-quality tablet or touchscreen, which means you can join high-energy streamed workouts any time of day without stepping out the door. You're going to join these workouts in both the studio, right? Or you can go to an exotic destination around the world. You can, if you ever wanted to start your day with a run through the streets of Paris, end with cross training on the shores of Thailand, you can even work out on the African safari. You can do that with Nordic Track. You're gonna join one of these workouts, which are led by the world's top personal trainers to ensure you meet your fitness goals. There's a special offer for listeners of Locked On Steelers. You're gonna get $75 off your Nordic Track purchase by visiting nordictrack.com/lockedon, locked on, all one word, and use the offer code locked on. Again, nordictrack.com, nordictrack.com/lockedon. Use the code locked on at checkout. You're going to save $75 off your purchase. Today's podcast is also sponsored by BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers going into training camp looking to improve where they were a season ago. If you're looking for a little improvement in the bedroom, well, BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, and since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as the pill. The best part, though, about Blue Chew is that it is prescribed online. So there's no awkward doctor visit. There's no waiting in a pharmacy. There's none of that. You're going to go to BlueChew.com. They're going to prescribe it to you online. You're going to fill out a couple questions. It's all done online. They're going to ship it to you in a discreet package. So again, no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, no awkwardness whatsoever. And because they prepare and ship directly in the United States, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we have a special deal for listeners of this podcast. You visit BlueChew.com to get your first shipment free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON. BlueChew, the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast. All right, then let's talk about the news and notes of the day because we did miss a lot this weekend, and we'll start, of course, with James Harrison. James Harrison, who went on undisputed with Skip Bayless and had a lot to say both about the New England Patriots and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, here's the thing. I thought James Harrison hated talking to the media. Remember when James Harrison used to hate talking to the media? He was one-word answer guy in the locker room. You didn't really get a great soundbite out of James Harrison. And now, all of a sudden, he's spending a half hour. Hey, yeah, I'll go on Skip Bayless for a half hour. Sure, why not? I mean, what happened to James Harrison? Well, look, I guess he had a lot to say, right? I mean, he spent a lot of the interview, you know, just talking about how much he loves the Patriots and how much he respects Belichick and how what a great work, you know, how disciplined Belichick is and, you know, how hard Tom Brady works and what a nice guy Tom Brady is. And he loves Tom Brady now and all that. And I'm glad he enjoyed his time with the Patriots. I think a lot of what Harrison actually had to say about the Steelers got blown out of proportion. He talked about how Belichick is he was asked about Bill Belichick versus Mike Tomlin, right? He said, well, Belichick is definitely the better coach. And that, of course, that got a lot of play, you know, over the weekend. I don't understand why, though, right? I mean, Bill Belichick is a better coach than Mike Tomlin. I don't care who says it, unless Mike Tomlin says it, or, I mean, unless Ben Roethlisberger says it, or whatever, right? It's not a controversial statement. I mean, there are very few people who can say that line, and it should be news, right? You have to be an active Steeler or, like, Art Rooney or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. So for James Harrison to say it, again, James Harrison who just played with the Patriots, who had this messy divorce from the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, to hear him say it, okay, yeah, I mean, A, it's true, and B, I mean, we already know you don't like the Steelers right now. We know you did not end your career well in Pittsburgh, so cool. Bill Belichick is a better coach than Mike Tomlin. It's not even close. Bill Belichick has won 5 Super Bowls. He's been to plenty more. He's been to a billion AFC championship games in a row at this point, right? You know, the idea that he's a more disciplined coach. Yeah, he's a more disciplined coach. Yes, he's probably the most disciplined coach in the NFL. His teams are the most disciplined. The Patriots don't have down seasons. They generally speaking, don't play down to their opponent. You know, they don't have 9-7 seasons or 8-8 seasons. I mean, a down year for the Patriots is 11-5, right? I don't understand how this became a controversial topic. I mean, look, Tomlin is a top 5 coach. Belichick is the best. That's what it is, right? Now, I mean, the whole more disciplined thing, or are the Steelers undisciplined? I appreciate James, like, you know, touching on hot take media there. I like that, you know, talking about how that, you know, Tomlin's undisciplined or he needs to be more disciplined, that kind of thing. That's been a hot take throughout the offseason. So I like that. I like that. James Harrison dipped his toes in a little bit there. You know, as to whether or not Tomlin is an undisciplined coach, we've touched on this before. I guess it's an open question, right? I mean, are the Steelers an undisciplined team? We shall find out a lot in 2018, and I guess it's something we can continue talking about as we go into training camp. He also talked about the Steelers' defense and the communication issues that they had last year and really the past couple seasons. You know, we've assumed when we talk about these communication issues, that a lot of that's coming from player to player, right? That the players are not communicating with one another and that something's getting lost in the mix there. And a lot of the reason that there's been optimism that we can fix that in 2018 is now we have Tom Bradley who can help these secondary players get on the same page. We have Morgan Burnett. We have John Bostic, who have been signal callers, who have been good communicators throughout their career. Terrell Edmonds, same thing at Virginia Tech, right? So we've done better about addressing that on a player-by-player basis, but James Harrison said on Undisputed that the communication issues at times weren't necessarily player-to-player, but coaches signaling in 2 different plays from the sideline, which is probably worse, right? Now, we've also heard that Mike Tomlin wanted to have, you know, he wanted to take a more active role on that defense a year ago, so maybe that's where it stemmed from, right? That Butler and Tomlin not being on the same page. Again, we don't know. All we know is from what James Harrison said. And again, I think you should take everything that James Harrison is saying with a grain of salt, because again, they didn't end well. Those 2 sides did, you know, they were not getting along at the end, and James Harrison leaving the team was not under good terms. So everything he's saying now about the Steelers, you know, you have to see it in that light, that again, he's not going out there trying to be nice to the Pittsburgh Steelers. In fact, you can almost argue he's trying to paint them in the most negative light you can in some ways, right? So take that for what you will. Now, as far as the coach is signaling in 2 different plays, that can't happen. I mean, that just can't happen, right? You know, we expect more out of the players, but we expect even more out of the coaches. So you know, these coaches have got to be on the same page. We can't have coaches signaling in two different plays in 2018. That's amateur stuff, right? We're talking about the NFL. You got to, you coaches have to be on the same play as to what defense is about to get run. And if that can't be the case, then, 2019, and we're going to be talking about major upheaval in the coaching staff, especially amongst the defensive coaching. Kennywood announcing a Steeler Country expansion for 2019. This is very similar to what we've seen other bigger theme parks do, like Pandora, the Avatar World at Disney's Animal Kingdom, or Harry Potter World at Universal Studios, the new Star Wars World thing that's opening up at both Disneyland and Disney World. It's pretty cool that the Steelers are a big enough brand that they're getting their own kind of, their own land at a theme park. And yes, it's Kennywood. It's not Disney World or Universal, but still. This will certainly be an attraction that fans who are coming from out of town to watch a Steeler game in the next couple years are going to want to go to. Again, this is opening in 2019. They're going to have a Steel Curtain roller coaster to go with it, and it's going to be a whole experience there at Kennywood all around the Pittsburgh Steelers. Very, very cool. Reports are coming out of Ravens training camp. Again, Ravens opening up their training camp earlier than anyone. And so we're getting our first reports now of the Joe Flacco Lamar Jackson quarterback battle. We've talked a lot on this podcast about Ben Roethlisberger and Mason Rudolph and kind of the tiff that they had after Mason Rudolph was selected in the draft and how upset Ben was. But the Joe Flacco, Lamar Jackson, that controversy is much worse, right? Because this is, no one expects that Mason Rudolph is going to really take over Ben Roethlisberger's spot in 2018, right? This is more about the future. Should we have used that in another way, right? Should we have used that pick to get a better defender, to get, some other player, right? In Baltimore, on the other hand, Joe Flacco's coming off of maybe his worst year as a quarterback. And so the Ravens taking Lamar Jackson is definitely, one of those, it reminds me a lot of when the Chiefs took Patrick Mahomes a year ago and then just pushed Alex Smith off the team the next season, right? So, look, the reports out of camp are funny to me because, of course, we're hearing about how Joe Flacco, who's coming off of one of his worst years as a pro, is having a best camp ever. He looks better than ever coming out of camp. Joe Flacco rejuvenated. He's looking great. And Lamar Jackson, of course, also way ahead of the curve. So it's all coming up roses so far in Ravens camp. We'll keep an eye on that and see how that goes. I think the Flacco versus Lamar Jackson quarterback thing is just gonna get crazier as we go. Eli Rogers visiting with the Kansas City Chiefs, Cleveland Browns, and Oakland Raiders over the weekend, or at least reports were that he's going to be visiting with those teams at some point. He's unsigned as of the recording of this podcast, but I think it's unlikely that he comes back to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know we've talked a lot about him coming back. Remember, he was at minicamp. He was around the team for OTAs. I mean, he wasn't signed on the team, but he was at least around the team for those, for minicamp and OTAs. And so it is pretty shocking to me at this point that, he tweeted over the weekend that he's excited to choose where he plays next. And it seems like that choice will not be Pittsburgh. Now, whether or not that's, it's out of his hands, right? It could very well be the case that the Steelers have taken a look at Eli Rogers and the progress he's made after that ACL injury. And they just don't feel like, he's going to be the same player. He wasn't the same player in 2017. So maybe that is the case. Maybe the Steelers feel like James Washington is going to be good enough, and they don't need to bring in an Eli Rogers. Maybe they're excited about what they have in Marcus Tucker, Justin Hunter, right? There's a lot of players at wide receiver that the Steelers could be excited about to where they don't feel like they need to bring Eli Rogers back. But even still, pretty shocking to me that Eli Rogers will not be back with the Steelers in 2018. And speaking of players who are unsigned for the Steelers right now, Terrell Edmonds, the Steelers' first-round pick, remains unsigned. We are now just 48 hours away from the start of training camp. And I got to tell you, this one is just, it's a shocker to me because what are we even negotiating here? There's a rookie pay scale. Everyone around Terrell Edmonds has signed now. We're seeing some of the top guys get signed. Saquon Barkley, Mike Hughes, Sony Michel, Mike McGlinchey, all first round picks, all signed this weekend. And yet Terrell Edmonds still remains one unsigned. I think he's one of like six or seven players left in the first round. And the other six or seven are top five, top 10 players, right? So it's top five, top 10 players who are unsigned plus Terrell Edmonds at 28. Now, I get that the negotiation is likely around how much of this contract is going to be guaranteed, how much of this contract, you know, it will be offset in the event that the Steelers do cut Terrell Edmonds early on in his contract and he signs somewhere else. Let's say that were to happen, right? But again, how are we 48 hours away from the open of camp and we don't have Terrell Edmonds signed? Like, this is not, I mean, again, there's not a whole lot that can be negotiated here. So unless we're really going to watch Terrell Edmonds hold out, the Steelers are going to let Terrell Edmonds hold out for parts of camp. A player who comes in, he's very athletic, but again, a little raw. They want to move him to free safety, not a position that he played naturally in college. So he's going to need some work there. They can't, I mean, it would be so silly of this team to let Terrell Edmonds hold out any part of camp. He should be there on Wednesday. They should get this deal done in the next day or so, because otherwise, how silly would it be to have the 28th pick in the draft hold out even a day of camp? And then finally today, the NFL and NFLPA have agreed to suspend the anthem policy while they work together on a new policy. And this came right after the Dolphins put what they said was a placeholder in their team rules about players protesting the anthem under the new policy. And if any players did protest the anthem on the field, that they would be subject to the conduct detrimental to the team policy. And so, you know, they could potentially be suspended, right? One of the things that the Dolphins could do as a punishment for conduct detrimental to the team, it included a suspension. Of course, that then got reported as the Dolphins are planning on suspending players who protest the anthem. So, you know, that of course went all over the internet. The NFL responded a couple hours later with this statement saying that the NFL and the Players Association are working together on a new policy. Look, I said this when they announced the first policy. If you expect that this anthem thing is going to go away in 2018, I mean, you're sadly mistaken. I mean, the first policy wasn't going to make either side happy. And I'm positive, given how the NFL handles things like this, I'm positive that the next one isn't going to make either side happy as well. We're going to go into 2018 with the same kind of who's protesting. We're going to have, you know, all of the hot takes about it. If you were expecting to just watch 2018 for football, you're going to have a little bit of a fun time before the game as they start playing the anthem and watching each player. Do they stand? Do they sit? That kind of thing. All right. That is going to do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can find me on Twitter @SteelerCountry. I'll be back tomorrow to talk about the roster as a whole. We talked previously, you know, about all of the positions themselves. I want to do one more day where we just kind of break down the roster itself, talk about the overall roster construction and my thoughts on it. We'll do that tomorrow right here on Locked On Steelers.